Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers five times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
Let's talk about you,
sex, baby.
You and not drinking.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
All right, let's hope that this is a success. I'm sorry about the last audio. We hear we had a few problems, glitches. Remote is hard.
Yeah,
remote,
you know what?
Is hard.
If our sound isn't good, at least we can't necessarily blame it 100% on ourselves. We can blame it on COVID. You know, I feel like for years to come, we'll have this excuse. We'll just blame it on COVID.
Exactly.
Oh, I didn't pay that bill. Oh, it's COVID.
Oh my God, that's me right now. I can't get my bank card. So I literally have a bill I can't pay because I can't get online because I don't have a bank card and I haven't called them.
Oh,
so literally COVID.
And I totally hear you. And I actually have something that I need you to help me deal with in one of our accounts. And I keep procrastinating to tell you.
Yep. COVID. Well, you should tell me and then we'll deal with it.
Blame it on the COVID. Yeah.
Do I sound okay? And do you sound okay?
Sound like you're in a phone booth, babe. How do I sound?
You sound like you're in a phone booth, babe.
Wish I was in a phone booth in London, just quickly taking a break before I hit all the pubs and then go dancing all night long, go to the best restaurants and the best bars. Oh gosh, London, right before we went into this, I was at a bar. The guy made cocktails like it was an art form. He went to school
I know, and that's crazy. I also feel... I keep hearing this new normal, okay?
Yeah.
And it makes me want to actually how is everyone so okay with this, okay? Like, number one.
Well, this was last week. I told you, you know what? I didn't used to like the unforeseeable future. I didn't like the word pandemic. And I told you last week, I don't like new normal because I don't want any new normal. I want the old normal.
Right. Yeah. Me too. I want the old normal too. So then when I hear the new normal and they're like, well, the new normal is like part-time school. Like, well, they'll rotate kids now. But I'm like, who's watching them when they're part-time in school?
Like, maybe the new normal will be that children are no longer allowed to babysit and be independent when they're 12, but when they're three.
I was just, when I hear this, I'm like, no one's really talking. I'm like, how are parents not like, because I find working from home with children the most stressful. And, you know, you and I have flexibility. Like, we have flexibility, and I still find it stressful because we have to get things done. And well, everyone knows.
Yeah, you feel like when you're doing something, you have to get it done quickly because who knows the next time someone's going to have an emergency. So everything you're doing, you're kind of in a way just rushing it because you know your time could be up at any moment.
I'm baffled at how everyone is just like, this is normal. I'm like, this is not normal and this is not productive and this isn't working. Like, working and children at home do not coincide as one. And I don't find it, I find it actually, I'm failing at everything. And I know everyone's like, no, you're not. But like, technically, yeah, I am technically it's a pandemic, whatever. But like, I'm not doing schoolwork. So that's like gone out the window. I can't even help them with schoolwork. So I have someone who helps them twice a week. That's it. But whatever. And like, meals, I'm like, do my best. But I mean, even that is like, fend for yourself, you know, like, and I would say work, people have to remind us a few times, like, we are doing a podcast Monday at 6:30. That's due tomorrow morning at like, due in 6 hours, less than 6 hours, you know, it goes live. And we have sponsors and it's a way we make income. And, you know, our audio was shit last week. Like, you know what I mean? So I'm kind of like, I don't know. This is not normal. Now this, if you feel like this is not normal, you're not fucking alone. That's my point.
I know. Sometimes it's ideal to not actually talk to too many parents. This afternoon, I spent an hour and a half with some lovely parents in my daughter's dance team.
Wink,
and
they're really.
I was joking.
I was just being a dickbag.
Yeah, you mean, these actually are really nice ladies. You know, every single mom drove their kid to a front lawn so one kid could have a birthday party. They were 6 feet apart. I sat in my car. They all stood in the cold for an hour and a half, chitty chatting. And, you know, everyone was really helpful. And, you know, like just talking about their frustrations and everything like that. But the funny thing was, I mean, the same reoccurring conversations. But in this case, all of these people do take schools quite seriously. And a bunch of them go to private school. And the ones that don't go to private school, there are some public schools that are actually doing 9:30 to 3:30.
The teachers are teaching.
Yeah. The teachers are teaching from 9:30 to 3:30. So, and they're like, you know, everyone seemed very like, these parents are clearly organized parents and their kids are definitely getting their school done. They're like, how's it going with you? I'm like, one of them is great. One of them has special help. And two of them have dropped out. And they're like, pardon? I'm like, yeah, they dropped out of school. A kindergarten and a grade 3. They're done. It's over. It's summer. What can I say?
I know. The kindergarten, whatever, we're allowed to do that. You know, we're allowed to drop them off. Yeah. But the new normal's fine if you don't work and you have enough money to sustain yourself, to hire tutors and to bring help in, to cook and clean, and to do everything in the house that you would usually do on top of schooling. But if you need to work, or if you don't have enough money not to work, and
that's what they were talking about. They were like, there's no way you can ask kids to go to school part-time and be at home. It's economically not feasible.
They said that.
They did.
Yeah. No, I'm glad other people are feeling that, because I feel like that conversation is not happening. And I feel like there's a lot of patience, which I really understand, but because there's no long-term plan, which I know they can't have because they don't know, I find for some of us, like me, I find it very, uneasy, very like stress induced, because there's no end. Like, it's not like, there's no like, soccer and hockey and all of those things that, you know, my daughter did a 40-minute soccer online today and she ran and she sweat. And I was like, she is a kid who needs this versus some kids who don't. And I don't know, Nat, I'm at a point now where I'm just kind of like, And also the weather's been shit. That's been really hard.
I honestly think that number one, the weather's going to get better starting this weekend. And number two, don't expect much until September. And in September, expect your children back to school full time. I'm sorry, I'm like the mayor. This is what I'm saying.
I hope so. And I'm paying for school. And if they're not going, I'm not paying. I'm going to put them back in another school because I don't understand how I can afford part-time school at a full-time price. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I don't know. Also, I was saying this weekend that kids, I've read this and I knew this, but kids don't exercise. Like they actually don't go, like they can do an exercise class, but that's not why. What they need and what we need are two different things. So when everyone's like, go ride your bike or go for a walk in a line or on the sidewalk and stay in a group and sit, kids, for them to think about having to stay away from people while they're playing or while they're doing things. If you watch kids play, they touch, they tumble, they explore, they feel, they fall. So I was like, the importance of play with children is like, even Olivia, I found a ravine that like I could let them loose and they could climb. And I'm not joking you, they were high on life from just exploring outside a 6 meter radius. You know what I mean? Without like, don't go there, move away from the people, don't touch this, like just an open space.
I know. And some people have some really good neighborhoods. Like I can imagine that, like, depending on how it works, but if you lived in like a suburb, you know, like I live on a dead end and the kids are playing with each other. Like I came home from the party, the virtual party. Yeah. And I was like 15 kids. And actually one of the women said to me, she said, I walk my dog down your street. You're so lucky because I see all the kids interacting and falling off their bikes and, you know, chasing each other.
And yeah. It's and really lucky. I mean, you're really rare. Cause I know someone in your direct circle who is really frustrated by that experience in their neighborhood.
Yeah. Because she also has a mother who is living in her house who is very, very susceptible, or she's a compromised
high risk.
Health.
Yeah.
And that's really stressful living with her mother.
Yeah. So
she wants her mother to go to the summer, like they have another house to go there. She'll be fine over there, but now it became too cold. So she can't send her. And she's like, I just need a moment to not worry that my mom is going to catch something.
And then I'm responsible for it.
And then I'm responsible for it. And you know what? A lot of people, women I was saying today, they were like, you know, grandparents and stuff. They're like, I've lived to 80 years old. I didn't live to 80 to be all by myself and die alone. All the parents are saying to their daughters who are our age, the moms, saying, I don't care. I don't have to just get in here. Like, I'd rather not. Like, this isn't how I want to spend my last years.
Oh, it's actually my mom's the opposite, but I mean, she'll come and like, I would say she's waiting. She's watching the rules and waiting. And I, you know, they opened up all the frontline stores today and people like people who have storefront could actually, go and pick stuff up. Mm. And they were just like,
in Toronto?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I don't listen anymore.
Yeah, no, I know all the front line. I mean, I listened on the weekend and I heard, you need to watch because I can't watch either. But I saw someone be like, oh my God, I could go to a store and pick up. And I was like, oh my God, maybe it's happening. Maybe we're going to have life again. But what a great opportunity for people who can go online and, you know.
What are they buying other than food that they need right now?
I mean.
Out of curiosity.
I'm buying all kinds of things.
Like to be picked up at a storefront.
Oh, a lot of the stores on Queen Street were like
clothes.
I mean, I think that it's been 2 months now and people are like, okay, let's move on with, let's start. Like there was gifts and like, yeah, clothes and trinkets. And maybe you're in the middle of decorating your house.
So you can order online and pick up at the store.
Yeah.
So you can get things immediately instead of having to wait to who knows when they're
going
to ship.
Yep. And shipping's expensive and shipping's, you know, where are you going? You're standing up.
No, I'm sitting over here because I was going to plug my phone in, but I realized that I'm dying, but my earphones are in.
Is your phone dead?
No.
You got time?
Yet. It's red. I think we're good.
Let's talk about you.
Sex, baby.
You and not drinking.
Ugh. Yeah.
I think it's a really important, you said you feel like you're transforming and I need to know, we said it on Facebook Live and then you stopped. So now I need to know what you meant by you feel like you're transforming. Now you don't have to get into the whole thing. I just want to know what you mean by you're transforming. By the way, everyone was like, it's her marriage. Did you see that? It's her marriage. It's her marriage. We need some relationship back. It was, everyone's reasoning was hysterical. And I was laughing so hard. And I was like, you really did leave a cliffhanger there. So tell me about your transformation.
I feel like, especially during COVID, but also a part of my life, we all know that I drink wine every day. And during COVID, I've been drinking more. And it's been really normal. And it's really normal for everybody. And my problem is, at the moment, if it was just that I drank wine, then that would be something I could handle. But I also have the weight loss and the wine. And the two are actually, in my case, connected. Not because wine makes you gain weight, but because just the element of the way that you feel and the choices that you make during the time of drinking and the next day. So,
oh my God, this is so enlightening. So you're saying when you drink wine, it makes you make bad choices that night and the next day.
Yeah. And not even like, it's not that I feel hungover. It's just that the choices may not be quite as clear. But by the way, I've been very comfortable in that space for a long time. Like I know myself in that space. I know my energy level. I know myself. I know the way it feels. And then to feel different, it makes me feel different. And so I feel like there's going to be a transition of feeling that feeling and then pretty controversial, but feeling that feeling and then finding myself in this feeling, but also I'm on medication where in fact you're not supposed to be drinking and it makes your medication less effective. So if I've been drinking on my medication and my medication is less effective, if I'm not drinking, my medication is more effective, therefore making me feel more of my medication than actually me. Do you see what I'm saying? And this could be just me pretending to be a doctor, but
I get it.
You know what I mean? It's like my medication will be sharper, which could make me need less. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. So basically what I'll sum it up, because I know you, is that you are on a dose of medicine. So you're on a dose of medicine that is not high, but not low. It's like somewhere right in the middle. And you have, for anxiety. Now you have been self-medicating, quote unquote, whatever, that's like the technical term, or you've been coping with boredom and anxiousness at nighttime by drinking, but who knows, maybe your medicine is just ineffective because you've been drinking. So now maybe when you stop drinking, your medicine will work and you won't be bored. Therefore, and such, you won't need your wine because your medicine will be doing what it needs to be doing.
I swear, I know it's been 3 days, but I think all of that to be true.
Wait, three days?
It's been 3 days. Yeah.
Didn't you drink Saturday?
Yeah.
So it's just wine at nighttime.
Yeah, it's wine. The thing is that I'm never going to like be drinking tequila every night. I'm never going to be drinking vodka every night. You know, it's just, that's not my thing. Wine is something that's really easy to like start at like, you know, during COVID 5 or 6 and then keep going till bedtime. You don't stop, you know?
Right. Okay. All right. And you like the feeling, you like the taste, you like the habit. What do you like?
I think the feeling of just like, especially when you're anxious, it's hard to just sit and watch a show. It's hard to like that to be enough enjoyment. So when you drink, it calms.
Just so you know, I'm not an anxious person, but at this moment, those things are all very boring to me because it's like what I've done every day for the past. It's like, it's too much of a good thing. You know what I mean? But no, not, but for you, it'll be a new feeling. So you'll feel like a new person and this new feeling.
Yeah. It's going to be a journey. We'll see. But the crazy thing is that for 3 days, I haven't craved a glass of wine and I've been offered wine in the past 3 days, probably 7 times.
Yeah. Cause it's a big habit for a lot of people.
It's a big habit, but it's a part of our, you know, it's a part of our culture. It's part of my social circle. It's a part of like, it's the part of the way we do things, especially during COVID. So, but I haven't like, I have had no interest in sipping a glass of wine, not even a thought of it.
So that's crazy.
Yeah. But the thought of getting Liddy on Thursday is kind of exciting. And I think it's going to be even more exciting because.
Well, it's a different reason. It's not the same old, it's not a transition period. It's like an action. I love it. So by getting chicken on Thursday sounds like a great idea. You're going to you'll get so Liddy.
I'll get Liddy and I'm not going to drink wine. And I'm just like, you're right. It's for a different purpose. So we'll see how this goes. I mean, I'm interested to see who I am.
Have you ever known this person?
Yeah, I used to know her.
Like how long ago? Do I know this person?
Yeah, you know her. Yeah, she hasn't been around much in the past 4 years. Pretty much.
I think it's just gotten more and more and more because of this COVID situation. So now you're at like a breaking point. Like, I think you used to not drink every day. Am I correct in that saying? Potato, potato. She's shaking her head, looking at me like.
Pretty every day.
What about your husband? How's he feeling about it?
He's very curious. He's very curious. Are you okay? Are you okay? You know, I think he's going to get the hang of it because we also, during COVID, we drink together. We drink wine together. And he has continued to do so in the past 3 days. And so, but I think, honestly, I think I might, he might catch what I'm doing, at least for the next little while, and maybe it'll be contagious.
So what are you putting in replacement of no wine? Are you watching TV? What are you doing?
I mean, it's been 3 days. On Saturday, I got so lit off tequila that I went to bed early. And we watched a lot of Ozark the first night, and it was nice to like watch the whole thing and remember everything and watch tons of episodes. We stayed up late. And then last night, the kids went to bed late, and they turned shitty after Mother's Day. So I went to bed, but it was 10:30, so... Tonight I'll do a workout and then I will get the kids to bed earlier and I will watch more Ozark. I have a plan.
Okay. So you just need a plan going into it.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm not going to drink. And then I'm like, oh, well, I did. And that's not going to happen tonight. I can't talk about tomorrow, but tonight I know for a fact that it just won't happen.
Oh, I love this. This is great. I mean, I love all the journeys we go on together and I can't wait to see where this one leads us. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I had really low energy though on Facebook Live today, even though I had such a good sleep, but I had really low energy this afternoon, like really, really, really I felt really lethargic, which is weird because I should feel fresher, but you know what? That's why I think it's a process. The body is just learning its new way.
You're shedding.
I'm shedding.
Like, you're shedding, like literally shedding. You're shedding all the things. Mm-hmm. I wonder how people are going to respond to you because I'm not a huge drinker. A bottle of red wine could probably last me a week. You know what I mean?
So like, crazy.
It's like my glasses are this big and like, that's it. I'm more of a sugar addict. So you not drinking is not like, oh my God, for me, because I don't consume the same amount of wine as other people, which is so interesting. You know what I mean? Like, it's not my default, but I wonder how the people, and no one really gives me a hard time about it anymore. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like people are pretty comfortable with me not being able to handle my alcohol, but some people are only comfortable drinking when people around them are drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very socially, I feel like that's why I've never thought of you as like being a drinker, if you will, because you're totally fine without me drinking. Like, you don't need me to drink, which I'm not saying one way or the other, but I think a lot of people get very uncomfortable when you don't drink. It's weird. They're like, well, what's okay. But you've never had a problem with someone who doesn't or does. You're just comfortable with you, boo. You know?
I know.
You doing you, boo.
Yeah. No, I am. Yeah, we'll see. It's going to be an exciting. Hey, why not try something new?
I know. And it's really interesting because you don't drink because of the stress of the day. So that's really on your side. And you don't drink because you need it. Mm-mm. You drink because it's just like, oh, why not? So it's super interesting. Your reasons are very different than many reasons why people stop.
Yeah.
You don't feel bad in the morning. You don't feel bad about yourself. You don't feel like, oh my God. It's wait for you.
And I'm happy. I'm not drinking because I'm unhappy. It's just literally the... you know, and I was just talking to someone that has, you know, a lot of people that experience anxiety and ADHD turn to things to make them feel calm because it's harder for them to feel calm than other people. So some people just like have a bath and honestly, having a bath for me is part of the process too of all the things that calm me down, whereas other people can sit and just chill. You know, I want to remember what that's like. Cause I was like in my twenties during the week, I wouldn't drink anything. And then we'd go out on the weekend. Like, I want to get back to a place where I wouldn't even think about it during the week, just for a bit. We'll see.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
You know, well, COVID really screwed up the plan. You know, I think a lot of people are like, oh, fuck, what else is there to do? You know, and it's become like crazily acceptable. Like, yeah. Even in the day, everyone's like, gug. That's one thing I do like is the open-mindedness of this like whole thing, not just drinking. I mean, in everything I find it's become open-minded. And, you know, I do feel like I haven't heard, sorry about that. I do feel like I haven't heard a lot about, like I've seen a few COVID love stories come about on the internet. I think we've all seen them, but I haven't heard a lot of other stories. Like I'm excited for like 2 months or 3 months down the road. Because a lot of people are like, I'm going to get in shape. Like, and I bet some people have and will.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, are really taking this time. And I'm excited to see, like, you know, business stories of people who have started things and, you know, created. I mean, that app I found. Holy, like, so I don't know when it was made. So it's this app basically where your kid can go on an iPad and go on with somebody else. And it's like a phone call and you can see each other. But you can do activities together. So coloring and baking and like literally everything. Now, if COVID wasn't a dream for them, like this would, because it's so many people were like, so many connections were made this weekend. Thank you for sharing this app. Like they're going to probably kill it right now if they market it properly, because this is genius for times like this.
Yeah. And, you know, we know there's going to be a lot of bad news that comes out of it. So what will be really interesting is when we can celebrate the amazing things that happened during this time as well. I love the love stories. I really want to hear the juicy stories too, guys. Again, please, if you have any confessions.
Are we going to keep this on Fridays? Are we going to do I mean, if people DM them to us, we have to do it. We'll do an Insta story where we can get people to actually.
And I don't mind if it didn't happen during COVID. I want to hear your juicy anonymous sex stories.
Oh, is it only sex?
Sex and romance.
So do you think your low mood has any, what is it, just like you refining yourself, or is it you, like your hyperness, and like where, like, do you think it's, cause I was personally like, you know, I think that this time, like I said in the beginning, is so crazy that we're expected to be the same people doing four times the amount and have the same amount of energy. Like throughout the day, there are multiple times I'm exhausted, like exhausted. And I think it's my face today hurt. And I was like, oh my God, I think I need Botox because I shouldn't feel my face. You know what I mean? I can feel my face working so hard. Mm-hmm. And I could feel it. And I was like, oh my God, there must be a lot on my plate right now. So I had to go for a walk and just not pay attention to my phone. And mm-hmm. I was like, I think it's just like the amount of things in people's plates and in their minds and their heads. It's a lot. But where do you think?
No, I don't think it's COVID.
Oh. You think you're just tired and feeling lethargic because of your transition?
Yeah.
But your happiness and energy aren't connected.
That's right. Not right now.
So you feel happy, but just quiet.
Yeah.
You're introspective.
Maybe my brain is working. Maybe my subconscious mind is working.
Like, what is that? No, I know, but your subconscious. Oh, like, got it. Your other brain that you don't ever may pay much attention to because you've been muting it for so long with alcohol is coming alive. and it's like, Natalie.
It's being pensive.
Natalie, I'm here. I'm here.
And I'm here and I'm here to help.
There you go. You know what? Talk about that other person like it's there to help.
What do you think her name is?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like you're on a journey. I mean, super, remember when you were taking a breath for the first few days and you didn't tell me, and then I looked at you, the fuck is this? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I really do like the transformation you're going on.
Yeah. I made some chicken broth today, but then I ate two bagels with it. So, I mean.
Potato. Listen,
that's not really the point.
I'm, if nothing else, you keep me entertained in the journey of, you know, these things that we do. The best is my husband every Sunday looks at me like, so what do we try on Monday? And I'm like, it's like, oh, my, God. You know what I mean? And I'm like, you and Nat should maybe be married right now. And
I know.
And I'm like, he doesn't
The two of us would be a bunch of drunk, fat sluts. I'm not kidding. We would. We'd have a good time, but we would be very
thank God coffee. I'm not a good cook. You know what I mean? Because today he literally got ground turkey with like, I put like a bunch of vegetables in it. And then I put in some mozzarella cheese and I just, well, it was actually pretty good. But I was like, there's dinner. And there was nothing on the side. It was like, that's all you get.
I love it.
I'm keeping it lean tonight, babe. There you go.
Attaboy. I mean, I think before I met, when Mark was living alone, I think he used to eat like ground beef for dinner.
That's my husband.
Yeah, I think that's what he would eat.
Yeah, and you cook really good food. So he's really lucky I'm not actually a good cook because that would be, you know, guys, in terms of how our business is going, because technically this is an entrepreneur podcast, as well as kind of how we juggle motherhood. I would say that we're really trying to understand the market right now, which means how and where can we take our products and our brand.
Also, like, you know, realizing that there are so many people out there who are just like we, when we started struggling to like gain the awareness and the understanding of how to market your business online. And we're taking, although of course we're charging, we're taking the skills that we have and we're sharing them and giving them Coles notes on how to do it. Instead of going to a 2-year, you know, college course to learn how to do it, we're giving you it from the real people. Like, you know, your teacher, like a lot of people after university have to go to college. to learn how to actually hands-on do something to a community college. Well, a lot of people are saying now, you know, people at Apple and Google and all them, like, we're not looking for a university degree anymore. We're looking for who can hands-on make shit happen and who understands.
Who can figure it out.
Yeah. So what we've done, because we've learned it all on our own, we've been doing this on our own, didn't go to school for it, is we're taking the things that we know and we're sharing them with people that need it. And so that's a business idea that's come out of this time, and it's been super helpful. And we can use our time wisely. We can make money, and we can share with people. Like, again, just helping other often women entrepreneurs.
Yeah. No, I do find it crazy. I don't know. You know, I love Thursday Night Lives, but I miss tour. And I think we've said this so many times, but I love that we get to do something on Thursday night that brings joy to so many people. And, you know, it's funny. Someone had a comment and was like, I feel like your brand is changing or whatever. And I'm like, yes, our brand changes.
Of course it is.
And it should change all the time, because if we, you know, yes, we're mothers, and we will always be mothers, but guess what? Moms can have fun. And, you know, this is what's so interesting is with people, when you have an online brand and people connect you for some things, but not others, that's okay. And if you get stuck in, like, I think that's just even in life, like right now you're going through a change, as you should go through a change, because if you stay the same all the time, including your brand, well, that does nothing for anybody. So it's like, you know, the changing and the changing and the kind of like the different scopes that you do are what make you realize that you're checking yourself. Like, you got to check in with yourself constantly. And what I mean by that is, you know, I think that the more you and I get comfortable with being okay with where we're at, which means strippers, which means, you know, bringing men on and have like laughing and having fun.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I have to say one thing that we're really lucky for, and hopefully we help spread this, because this is where some people would feel judgy in this moment or insecure in this moment that they want to enjoy it, is that you and I know, and I know we both know this, that we are good moms. For some reason, we are secure in knowing that we're not perfect moms. Two of my kids have dropped out of school. You know what I mean? One
out of COVID.
But we know that we are, I know we both feel in the core of it that we are good moms, and that our children are lucky to be living with us, and we're giving them good examples, and we're showing them fun, and we're showing them love, and we're helping them grow. And so knowing that and feeling that confidence, which we share with other people, can allow us to go have fun and do things that are totally different than being a mom. And that's okay. And I think that if people feel like they want to judge it, it's because they couldn't put themselves in that situation to think that's okay. But we just have a confidence in motherhood that we're allowed to do other things as well. And we hope that we can let you guys know that too, that yeah, we can have hot guys on, because shit, guys are looking at hot girls all the time. So why can't we look at hot guys? And it's fun and it's funny. And when guys go to strip clubs, they're serious. When we look at guys who are dancing, we laugh because it's funny and laugh is medicine. So it's good. It's positive.
You know what? I totally agree with you on all of those points. And I do think that moms are often really concerned about who is watching them. And and the narrative of what's a good mom and a bad mom. And, you know, the fact that I think that, you know, everyone feels like a bad mom. A lot of people feel like a bad mom right now because you can't be a full-time mom, but you can't be a full-time mom and work. Like, it's not possible. And even full-time moms, you're just rubbing that. Even full-time moms, like, you need a break. Like, you know, my kids put me in my room today and were like, we're going to clean the house. They literally cleaned the house, brought out vacuums, cleaned everything. And for a minute I was like, oh God, I don't want them to think I need a break. And then I'm like, fuck it. They're good because daddy never get a break, you know? And so they're like, you go take a break. And I was like, okay, you know what? You're laughing, you're giggling, you're having fun. Go crazy. They cleaned that, they top to bottom. They I'm going to show you what you did and you're going to be so grossed out. Hold on. Ew. Listen to this. They even cleaned the sinks with this thing. Yeah. Look what they found out of the sink.
What the fuck is that?
So they're like,
what is that? A nylon?
What Max pulled out of the drain. I mean, they make slime and stuff, right? And they dump it down. So all I consume is it's slime that got down there.
That's so gross.
And I go, where is that? And they go in Max's bathroom. They did every sink. They pulled up this big giant black thing. I don't know what it was. Anyways, and I felt bad for a minute. I'm like, No, I'm not. But I think that you have to catch yourself in those moments and really click your brain out of it. And, you know, you just have to. Chloe came up to me after they were cleaning and she let me know she loved nobody but Bo. You know, and she was like, I don't love anybody but Bo. Clearly she was just, she had a mood and she was like, I don't love anyone but Bo. And I'm like, she's like, I want you out of the house. I want you gone. Clearly she probably wants to be out of the house and doing something different. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, okay, Chloe, I can see you're mad, whatever. And I went downstairs. Well, she fucking lost her mind and had a mental breakdown and cried and cried and cried and cried.
Yep.
And then I went to pick her up. I'm like, are you okay? Are you having big feelings? Do you want to talk to me? She's like, just having big feelings. I'm like, okay. And I'm like, is there anything mommy can do to be a better mom to you? And she's like, no. And I'm like, okay. And I just let her be, you know? And I was like, I just hugged her. And I was like, in that moment, I could have been like, it's because of this. It's because I did this. It's because, fuck it. She just has feelings. You know what I mean? Yeah. I was like, the kid has feelings. Everyone got feelings. Mm-hmm. Let her have her feelings. It's not because of me. Stop being so caught up in your head and thinking that it's about you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Also, when people get in bad moods. Oh my God. I read this thing online.
Mm-hmm.
People get in bad moods. Mm-hmm. Stop personalizing it. Like, stop thinking it's you. So if your partner or your child or someone's in a bad mood, fucking block it out of your face. It's not about you. And when you live with people, yes?
I never think that my kids' bad moods are because of me, but I do know that my husband's moods, although they're his, are sometimes a reflection of the way he's feeling about me.
Fair. But that's not your responsibility.
No, it's not.
Nope. And then the cycle happens when the mood comes, because then we begin to be like, well, your mood, like, and then it becomes a thing. So the minute you stop, because there's personality types that will always get in moods forever and ever and ever. It's a personality type.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll always have that.
Yeah. I know.
But it won't change. I think that a lot of people try to change they try to take responsibility and change it out of their partners.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Well, yes, it is true. But at the same time, you have to live with that partner for the rest of your life.
I understand. I mean, you do and you don't. Touche.
Long-term plan, Kat? Long-term plan?
Term planet. Guys, make sure you leave us your comments down below. We love
and your COVID confessions and sexual and romantic confessions of any time in your whole damn life.
Got it. Your whole life. Make sure you subscribe And come on over to Instagram and let us know your confessions. I will put a sticker up, which basically means all you have to do is go in and write your confession. Everything is anonymous. Make sure you tune in for Thursdays for Late Night Live. You can buy everything and see everything at catnap.ca. We really appreciate everyone joining us. Honestly, we're going to get through this. I know I keep saying that, but it's because I need to say it to believe it. And we don't have an option. You know what I mean?
Well, I can't wait for the next podcast so I can give you an update.
Oh my God, it's Friday. Wow. When we'll have to record that Thursday so I can really get the juice of you.
It's good Thursday because it's after Wednesday.
I know. And you'll be like, dude, if you keep it, like, let's just say you keep this up for, what's your birthday on Thursday, but you're allowed to drink on Thursday. So let's just say you keep it up for like a full week.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna see massive body results.
Oh, I mean, I'm not sure, but okay. We'll see.
Guaranteed.
Definitely mental.
And body.
Maybe skin.
Whoa.
You guys aren't going to recognize me when I come out of COVID. I'm also going to change my hair before we get out of here. I heard salons are opening June 30th. And mom told me today that she has made her Chavello appointment for June 30th.
You just told me that you're going to change your hair before you're out of there?
Yeah. Like before I get, like when COVID is done, I'm going to go to the hair salon. I'm going to get new hair.
What are you going to do?
Oh, I've shown you.
No, it was a picture that Jennifer Aniston one, but then I said, that's the same one?
Yeah.
Okay.
The hair guy likes it.
We don't even know his name, but I like this.
It's Aaron. It's Aaron.
Okay, good. I can't wait to see him.
All right, guys. Have a great night. And we'll
great
see you
day, great
days.
Morning, great afternoon. Just great everything.
Ciao, guys. Ciao, ciao. Bye.